Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins is no stranger to the national spotlight. Now she's right back in it as the Senate prepares to vote on a massive Republican tax bill that rewrites major provisions of the U.S. tax code. Collins has hinted that she could support the proposal, but she's also holding out for some big changes. Some of those may never happen, and as Steve Missler reports, that will leave Collins with the uncomfortable choice of supporting a bill she worries could hurt Mainers or drawing the ire of conservative donors and activists and the White House.
Before the Senate kicked off its 20-hour marathon to debate the tax overhaul Thursday, Collins took questions from reporters during a breakfast hosted by the Christian Science Monitor. Reporters grilled her over a bill that critics say will disproportionately benefit the wealthy, eventually increase taxes on low and middle-income earners over the next decade, while also ballooning the federal deficit. But most of all, reporters wanted to know this.
Are you now a yes, a leaning yes?
The answer, still, is unclear. Collins says she wants to support the proposal because a tax cut could spur economic growth while reducing the corporate tax rate to make U.S. companies more competitive.
I believe that we can stimulate economic growth and job creation if this bill is done right.
But right now, Collins believes the bill has a lot of flaws, including a repeal of the law that requires most Americans to buy health insurance. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says removal of the mandate could jack up insurance premiums for Mainers who buy individual insurance plans, while leading to a loss of coverage for millions of Americans. Republicans can afford to lose only 2 votes on the tax bill. That means Collins could sink the proposal, an outcome that would greatly please the progressive activists swamping her office phones in D.C. and back home. But it would also likely spur more outrage from conservatives, who are already upset Collins played a key role in defeating bills to repeal the Affordable Care Act earlier this year. And the White House is watching, too.
And I am fully committed to working with Congress to get this job done. And I don't want to be disappointed by Congress. Do you understand me?
President Trump has taken an active role in working the bill, hitting the road late last summer to campaign for it. And earlier this week, he met with Collins to hear her concerns. Collins emerged from that meeting optimistic because the president promised to support at least one proposal that could get her to yes on the tax bill. The proposal, combined with another that she's co-sponsoring, is designed to stabilize insurance markets and ensure that Americans who receive subsidies to buy insurance still get them.
The combination of those two bills would more than offset the premium increase that would be caused for those who have to buy on the individual insurance, and that would be triggered by repeal.
Experts say the proposals are underfunded and won't do enough to offset the spike in insurance markets if the tax bill passes. But that assessment may not matter, because the proposals may never actually get through Congress. Conservative members of the House have already said they oppose at least one of them. And that means Collins could soon find herself in a pickle when it comes time to cast her vote on the tax bill. She says a yes vote hinges on passage of the ACA fix and another provision to increase the local and state tax deduction, which would end under the current Senate version.
SALT amendment is extremely important to me. The health care agreement is extremely important to me. And it would be very difficult for me to support the bill if I do not prevail on those two issues.
I think, you know, Senator Collins runs the risk of a serious backlash from the right if she votes no on this.
Mark Brewer is a political science professor at the University of Maine. He says Collins can probably weather the backlash at home, but
nationally it would tend to bring even more focus on her at a national level, even more ire towards her from national conservative groups.
And potentially the itchy Twitter finger of President Trump, who has somehow left Collins out of the crosshairs, despite her public criticism of him. A no vote on the tax bill, arguably the most important bill the president has pushed so far, could change that. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.